May I speak in the name of the triune God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been to a Christmas nativity play? Perhaps to see a young relative having a starring role as Mary or Joseph, or as an animal, or half of an animal, or indeed as an angel. Or perhaps you can remember your own nativity play and how the Christmas story was interpreted for you. My premiere, Treading the Boards, came early on when I was cast as the innkeeper. Yes, it was me that had to turn Mary and Joseph away with what I suspect was a dishcloth on my head and singing rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat, no, no, no. There isn't any room and you can't stay here. We haven't any room for strangers. I shall spare you the full rendition. After singing those words, I then slammed the door in the face of this young baby-faced couple as they walked around the stage until eventually offering them the floor on the stable, the space I knew I always had. How, you may ask, after such a cold and merciless performance, I became a priest, is a testimony to God's grace and sense of humor. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat. There isn't any room, and you can't stay here. Some of us may know the Posada Navideña, a ritual celebrated in South and Central America and in Spanish-speaking countries and communities around the world. It is a reenactment of Mary and Joseph's search for an inn on their way to Bethlehem. Traditionally, this can be a procession through the streets of a neighborhood with children dressed as the main characters in the story. There are candles and songs and a reliving of this part of the Christmas story, albeit without the contractions and labor pains. What this does is that it invites people along the way to take part and step into the story. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat. There isn't any room, and you can't stay here. We haven't any room for strangers. The Christmas story is ultimately about making room, opening our hearts to the mystery that is divine love, creating space for God's invitation, and identifying areas for God to reside in the unexpected corners of our lives. If we are asked to walk with God, then we can acknowledge this request as being just that, a request. There is no coercion with our God, but the ask can be persistent and patiently so. In the painting of the Annunciation by Artemisia Gentileschi, the archangel is presented as a woman in flowing saffron fabric that is all the more accentuated by the darkness of the work. Mary bows towards the angel, and cherubim faces are in the sky with a shaft of light illuminating the figures in the foreground. What we have here is a new kind of encounter. God opts for the human womb, not a celestial meteor shower or a spaceship or arrival on horseback through the skies or through any other means. God chooses the form of a baby to be the center of light and hope and truth and freedom.
And because of this, we see that the gift of Christmas, the gift of Christmas is the gift of being held, because God understands our form and the vulnerability and exposure of what it means to be human. God understands that our dignity becomes fragile in the encounters with our world in which we are placed. And God urges us to remember that our divine creator gets it. God gets it. God gets our body and our bodies and the journeys that we have with them. We know that later in the Christmas story, Mary has to travel while pregnant. Her body weary and worn, she finds herself entering labor with no place to stay. Rat-tat-tat, rat-tat-tat. There isn't any room, and you can't stay here. I wonder how often we say this to God in our daily lives. No, not here. No, not now. And you certainly can't show up like that, God. The truth is that we have a patiently persistent God. How else can we explain the mystery of God taking on human body and life and choosing to step into our world so that we could know more of the nature of the divine and of divine love? The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." And I believe that those words still hold true. We are asked not to be afraid, because the world isn't as it should be. But God is still asking for us to give God room, to bring something new into being, to allow something new to be born, to allow divine love to transform us, and to allow that same divine love through us to revolutionize the world. Rat-tat-tat, rat-tat-tat. There isn't any room, and you can't stay here. And God responds, "But I love you. And I'm asking for this home with you, because you are worthy of my consideration and attention, because you matter so much to me," God says. The incarnation reveals to us the holy desire to see things from our perspective, from our human perspective, to walk and breathe and live as we do, boundaried by time. All this, so we could have a deeper understanding of the boundlessness of God and the expanse of human potential and the expanse of the possibility and possibilities into which we are called. Amen.